Welcome to OnCast, official video game podcast of OnPause.org. Episode 35 for Sunday, April 11th. Enjoy this breathtaking episode. Taken on pause episodic.
So we uncharge people?
Yes.
$5 an episode, and they're only getting like 30 minutes.
It's going to be called On Pause with like parentheses and a little I, like EGMI. We're going to just copy their format.
All right, done. Makes my job easier just copying people.
Done. All right, are we into it right now? Is this it? Is this episode 35?
No, I think we should stop and redo it. Yes, we're into it.
Alright.
You know what I hate the most is doing intros, and I bet other podcasts hate that too.
Yeah, whatever. Like, Potoid, they don't even actually... They just, like, record everything, and then they talk as if they were going to edit it, and they never edit it. So it's, like, just talking, and they never really have... Like, there's a defined beginning and end, but they don't edit that out, you know?
It's funny. Mm-hmm. Nice. That's something we need to do.
Yeah.
We just record and then I slap up, you know, whatever we do to the feed.
Whatever crazy things spur from our minds.
Like you whistling the, you know, the wedding
march. You were whistling it.
I was not. It was you.
Yeah. I wish you would have recorded it. Then we would have had proof.
And moving on.
So that's proof.
So you want to talk about the Apple's big announcements this week?
The mini iPhone?
Yes.
They're making it smaller for the keychain.
Right, it's called the Nano iPhone.
Yeah, iPhone Nano.
Right.
It's pretty cool. I mean, when you think about it, you have like the screen is about the size of like one of those Zippo lighters.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, you know, it doesn't do anything. It's just... It's like an MP3 player that is connected to the phone internet world.
So we're doing another April Fool's podcast here?
And you can edit video on it. Photoshop, CS5.
CS5, done.
Done.
That'd be a really good you know, photo editor.
Yeah, with big screen, you know, for midgets.
So
really, they should just market the iPhone as a midget iPad.
I don't think so.
No?
I don't think Apple would get too good of press doing that.
Yo, why don't you start... You have a Mac. Why don't you make a freaking on-pause app?
I've, you know, got or signed up for all this stuff and downloaded the software. I just cannot figure it out at all. I mean, there's probably tutorials online.
Of course. You should do it. And then we have an app, even if it's simple.
Mm-hmm. See, I was thinking of that earlier today, just some super simple app for on pause or on cast. Be kind of cool. I don't know. I'll look into it and see what I can do.
And then we'll start charging 99 cents.
I'd like to give it away for free.
Can you imagine if it got huge and, like, everybody downloaded it?
That'd be crazy.
Maybe if we did, like, if we added, like, coupons or, you know...
Coupons for free stuff at OnPause.
Like coupon codes, kind of like we'll just take the cheap ass gamer feed and slap it on, like all the latest coupons, because he hasn't put out an app yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we'll just be like, "This is mine."
I don't think that would go over too well. I really don't feel like getting sued.
All right, well, let's go over some of the features here of the OS 4. That's really what we're talking about.
The biggest one really was multitasking. Something right. Everyone has been wanting ever since the phone was released.
Right.
So they just announced it, and, you know, from what I've seen, it works great, you know?
Right. Now, here's my question. I didn't see the entire video. I just kind of followed the live blog a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And multitasking on the iPhone is going to work, you know, in a way where you kind of run stuff in the background, right? So you can run Pandora in the background while you're playing a game or... you know, browsing the web, right? Mm-hmm. Which is cool, you know, that's awesome. But Which is really what we wanted. Like, and if you're playing a game, all of a sudden you get a phone or a text message, or you want to send an email, you can run, keep it running in the background without it shutting off and, losing your progress, which is nice. But on the iPad, right, it's going to get the iPad version, obviously, whenever it comes out in the summer.
The iPad version comes out in fall.
OS 4 for the iPad?
Yes, it doesn't come out till fall, and the iPhone comes out this summer
Okay, because
for an iPod Touch this summer.
what I really want from the iPad OS, for multitasking is that you can actually put programs side by side, because it has so much real estate on the screen that you could read a website on, if you put it widescreen, that you can read a website on one side and maybe pull up, another app like Pandora or something on the left side, to use the same example. And then you can maybe edit a document while you're,
So you
whatever
could have
something else.
iTunes on the left and then be using
Yeah,
Pages or something on the right.
like a
That sounds
split
like a
screen.
great idea. I don't
Like a
think it's
split
coming
screen.
to the iPad, but
It's powerful enough though to do that. It's got like a fairly heavy processor, and I'm sure it could run it. I mean, it can run like the iWork app and stuff, so I'm sure it can run a couple of apps next to each other.
I
So
would definitely like to see that, but yeah, I don't think that's coming.
I'm gonna say it is.
You are.
I'm gonna say for certain apps, I think they're gonna. I mean, you won't be able to move them around like on a, like on a desktop or something.
Right.
But I think you'll be able to say, split the screen, and then it'll be split at a very specific parameter.
Yeah,
You
I
won't
got
be
you.
able to touch it and move it, but.
I mean, I can definitely visualize what you're talking about and stuff.
And it's the first thing I was thinking, because here's the thing. If an Android-based or Windows-based slate, which is guaranteed to be coming out sometime this summer to compete with the iPad, they're going to have that. I mean, why, you're going to basically be running Windows on these slates. Windows 7, like maybe Windows 7 Starter, like a sort
Well,
of
still, Windows 7 Star, is definitely
still a Windows, like you can
right.
still minimize Windows and
Right.
sort of put stuff side by side. So
I don't know. They didn't show it, and they're giving it more time, so they could be adding a feature like that.
right.
So it'll
And
just go.
also, does this not guarantee iPhone 4G?
I'd say that'd be in the next iPhone update they do. I don't think that's coming.
Well, I mean, they're saying iPhone OS 4 is coming out in the summer, and they announced iPhone OS 3 last spring, and they brought iPhone 3GS out. I mean, Sprint is going to come out with an iPhone, I mean, with a 4G able phone. There's going to be a new iPhone this summer, and it's going to be 4G network.
You heard it
Why
here
would
first.
why wouldn't it be though?
Do people really need 4G though?
I mean, if you're offering it, yes, they'll have it.
I'm
They'll buy it.
thinking, if you're gonna get an iPhone, you're gonna get an iPhone. You're not thinking about the 3G or the 4G. It doesn't matter to you.
To me, it does.
So you're gonna, because Sprint is coming out with this 4G phone, you're gonna sell your iPhone and get, whatever they have?
Yes,
Really?
I will do that because to me, speed is important. Like, I don't want to sit there and have stuff load. I mean, the iPhone 4G will be faster. It will look probably the same. The hardware will probably look the same from the outside, but it's going to have a faster processor, and it's going to have more RAM, and it's going to be able to, I mean, it needs it anyway in order to process the faster signal, the faster 4G signal, because a big problem with the regular iPhone 3G is that it's not quick enough to actually convert the speed that it receives over the data network. That's why it loads slower, because the data network is the same. It's just the processor wasn't fast enough to load it, fast enough. That's the only reason why the iPhone 3GS is quicker. It's, it only has a faster processor. So if you're gonna have a better network coming out, you're gonna have better hardware, you're gonna have a better network, and supposedly it's like 10 times as fast as the current network. So
I don't think Apple right now needs to, worry about 4G. They're selling the iPhones, so they don't have to worry about it.
okay,
I mean, of course, yes, it would be nice, the speed and everything, but it's not coming out. I
so
don't
you're
think it'll come
denying
out
there's
this
going
year.
you're denying an iPhone a new iPhone this summer.
Yes.
When their proven track record is that every year since the release of the iPhone, they've renewed. All right, I'm going to put a wager on this.
No.
A full retail game. I would be willing to put on.
You still owe me my points, so.
Well, this is doubling up right now.
So I get two full retail games?
If there's no iPhone this summer.
Nah, I'm not taking that bet. I don't know. I just don't see it coming.
Okay, well, I think it is coming. And everybody else seems to think the same.
All right, then.
All right, let's talk about games. No, anyway, are we done talking about the...
There was one other thing that
they folders, show. Organize apps into folders.
Right, that's it was kind folders of, I thought was really neat.
Right, which you need because at the end of the day, you're swiping all these different screens that you have all your stuff. Now you can organize all your games in one folder, all your music apps and another stuff.
So that is definitely a nice feature. Glad that was added.
They're going to add iBooks.
Meh.
Improved email.
I mean, that's cool. iAd, I thought was cool for developers.
Right. This can also really be bad for consumers, though, like cluttering apps and...
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought that too. You know, that it looked pretty big at the bottom of the screen, but like us, we could give our On Pause app away for free and then still bring in some money.
Right.
When people use it. I don't know. It's a neat idea, but yes, it is going to be a little in the way.
Right.
Other than that, I don't think there really was too much more. We have one story coming up later, though.
Right. Okay, so that's enough of the I family.
Actually, I wanted to talk about how awesome is the iPad games that have been coming out.
They're looking good. It's only going to get better.
Oh, I am like super excited for these games. They just look amazing already. I cannot wait to see what's coming. And then I also really want to pick up my iPad now. Or pick one up.
I'm seeing more coverage. I'm hearing more. I've already seen a person on the train with it. And
did you punch him and play with it for a little bit while he was knocked out?
I almost elbow jumped him on the mouth.
Ah, shut up.
I know. But the problem is, like, it's $500.
That is a lot of money, and it does seem like it's missing a few stuff.
It's at least $100 too expensive.
Yeah, this is true.
So, you will not see me doing that. Mm-hmm. I just can't justify that. There's no way to justify that.
It's not like the PS3 Slim?
No. Those 200... The PS3 Slim is $200.
But you had a perfectly good PS3 already.
Yeah, but I gotta tell you, this Slim is quieter. Slim is going to be something that saves my backwards compatible console.
You're never going to touch backwards compatible again. It really does not matter.
I don't know. I'm about to play Metal Gear Solid and Metal Gear Solid 2 and 3. So
sure you are.
Also, think about this. I could sell it and make a good amount of money too.
This is true. You could sell that 60 gig.
And it's got a 250 gig hard drive in it.
That could make you some money. You might have to do that. You could probably get an iPad out of it.
That would be kind of nice.
Yeah.
I mean, I would consider it, mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, I just like having it. It's a collector's thing.
All right. Let's get into some news. I thought this first one was actually kind of funny. It's about Farmville. So that's why I chose it. A 12-year-old kid, plays Farmville and stuff. He got his mom's credit card and rang up $1,380 worth of the farm cash in the game. Because you can go
from the UK, it's 905 pounds.
Right.
Anyway, go on.
So on the game, you can go and buy Farmville cash for in-game items like houses and water fountains and all that.
Speeding up your time to. Right, you can speed up your turns and stuff.
You might be able to. I don't know. I'm not gonna spend my real money for this fake stuff, so I didn't look into it. So,
but maybe 10% of the people that play it do, and
Zynga is definitely making money from this.
Yeah, Zynga is making a ton of money. Yeah. And the latest update that I heard from their COO was that, okay, get this, 30 million players play Farmville on a daily basis. and 280 play it monthly.
And this is unique players?
Yes.
That is amazing.
So, the 30 million daily is amazing to begin with, but the 280 on a monthly basis that log in once a month, come on.
That's incredible. That's
the United States. That's just everybody in the United States logged into Farmville.
Well, once. You know, who doesn't play it in the United States?
I mean, I haven't logged in. Anymore.
Whatever.
Or does it count me as logging in if I accept the gift or reject it? No, right?
I have to actually. You have to, yeah, actually go and get on.
All right, why don't I contribute right now?
All right. And next, the creators of Pokemon. What is that, Nintendo, I guess? I don't know. They announced that two new Pokemon games were coming out, Black and White.
That's a Michael Jackson song, right?
I don't know, is it?
Doesn't it go like, whether you're black or white. Jade, how does it go? The Michael Jackson song? If you're black or white. No. Don't matter if you're black or white.
Right. Alright. I don't think our listeners want to hear you sing anymore.
I'm butchering this.
Yeah, big time. Other than an April 15th, they'll be releasing more details. Nothing is known about the
game. Yay! I don't care.
Ah, come on. You gotta get a DS and play some Pokemon.
I'm gonna get a DSi XL for my huge hands, which I don't have, and I have medium-sized hands, so a DSi is just fine.
Alright.
And I don't need to play Pokemon.
Come on, you can join me and Craig, and we can battle.
Appeal. I just don't see the appeal.
All right.
I don't.
All right. Next, Gears of War 3. It was supposed to be shown on Thursday, but it got pushed to Monday the 12th.
Wait. News. We're gonna make this a bigger deal than you just made it sound. Let me bring this news. Okay.
All right.
So, Cliff Bleszinski from Epic. Everybody knows him, Chainsawing Cliff. He was supposed to go on Jimmy Fallon and announce a game Thursday night, so last night. And everybody was obviously speculating that it was Gears of War 3. And somebody at Microsoft must have not gotten the memo and went on the dashboard and flipped the switch, being, okay, Gears of War 3 has been announced and will come out April 2011. So they're basically putting the news out as if it has been announced, and it's never been announced. So clearly, huge blow, and they pulled it right away. But obviously, somebody didn't pay attention, flipped the switch, put up the announcement, and now it's already been pretty much formally announced by a Microsoft employee who flipped the switch, and that's just plain stupid. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. Are these people aware of what's going on? Like, millions of people log into Xbox Live, and they just do that accidentally. And, of course, it hits the blogs, you know, within a minute of that happening. And, okay, then Cliff comes on. And this was right after Cliff had announced that he would be delayed because of, what's-his-name,
coming on. Justin Bieber or whatever.
Right, the teen idol, the new guy. And, you know, Cliffy kind of said, oh, we wanted to kind of finish some other stuff, so we're taking an extra couple of days, and we're going to be on Monday night. And, of course, that announcement comes out, and it gets leaked, and, of course, it's Gears of War 3, which is awesome. And then he goes, well, here's the news on Twitter. He says, here's some news. We're going to be announcing two games on Monday. Kind of saying, oh, you know, okay. Well, I'm sort of acknowledging, you know, that Gears of War 3 has been leaked, and it's pretty obvious. And then Game Informer comes out, and they do something incredibly smart. And they post a cover of their next magazine on their website. And guess what it is? It's Bulletstorm, which has been rumored for years to be the next Epic game. And it says, you know, Bulletstorm is the latest creation from the creators of Gears of War.
I'm guessing Game Informer didn't get the memo either.
Right. Or maybe they just wanted to have the hits.
Yeah.
So pretty much Cliffy's stuff, his good stuff that he was going to be talking about, has pretty much been revealed. So we're waiting for basically two trailers for Gears of War 3, maybe a little demo, and Bulletstorm.
Still looking forward to checking it out, but
Oh
I
yeah,
just
of
can't
course, it's
believe.
hilarious.
Yeah, that
The same thing happened with the 3DS when that was announced by Nintendo a week before, the DSi XL hits shelves, and that's because the Japanese media got a hold of the 3DS info, and basically Nintendo had to bring out the news. So, I mean, the gaming press really is killing these announcements.
Yeah, definitely. Big time.
It would have been nice to, kind of be caught off guard by that stuff, but that's just not going to happen to us
I don't know. We
anymore.
all saw Gears coming, but not, what is it? Kill Switch? Bullet
Bullet
Time?
Storm.
Whatever. Bullet something.
Yeah, bullet time, action shooting people, Epic Games.
Right. The new game by Epic. We didn't see that coming, so.
Yeah.
Whatever. So what is it? It's moved to April 12th, Monday.
Right, Monday night, and I'll be watching it because I want to see what the hell it is,
Yep,
and
same here.
it's gonna be those two games, but I want to see the footage, and I just want to see Cliffy because he's a cool guy.
All right. And then actually some news or rumor came out for Gears.
Yes, tying into that.
Right.
Why
So
don't you go ahead? Go ahead.
All right, so one, you're gonna be able to be piloting a mech in single player and multiplayer,
Awesome.
which could be cool, right? And then there will be an underwater level.
Weird, but awesome.
And then last, I lost because I accidentally deleted it.
They basically said that it's going to be taking place during the summer. And like you said, it's going to tie into some underwater
All right, and then I
levels.
don't know if you announced it, but it's coming April 2011.
Yes, I mean, I did say that
All
earlier.
right,
But
well,
the other
I
thing
tune
that,
you out half the time when you
of course
talk,
you do.
so.
Who are you? Anyway.
Right.
They also said that the locusts have been evolving and they have grown tentacle-like appendages, which means when you're in cover, you're not safe, kind of like you ultimately were in Gears of War, one and two. You're pretty much safe if you're in cover. And again, these are all rumors and they were given to a source close to Edge. So Edge Online kind of broke that story.
Cool. Good stuff there.
Love it.
All right, Fear 3 was announced. It'll be coming out on all the
Yes.
consoles and be being created by Day One Studios.
Which are the people that made the original Fear,
Oh, okay. That
which has been sort of pushed by everybody to be the inferior, I mean the superior game between Fear 1 and 2.
Well, which one is it?
Well, Fear 1 is supposed to be the superior game.
Right, okay, yeah. That's what I thought too. Like, I only played the demos and I thought Fear 1 was a little bit
I
better.
think Fear 2 is more polished, but maybe it's because, Fear 1 did some unique things with kind of gameplay and the new scary elements and Alma and stuff. So Fear 2 has kind of had a hard time maybe living up to that, but I love Fear 2. I mean, I enjoyed the crap out of that game.
I wasn't all that big of a fan of it, so I really
But
don't care about Fear 3.
you just get scared.
Yes, this is true.
But have you seen the live action trailer that they showed?
No.
Oh. Anyway, the live action trailer is pretty well done, and in Fear 3 you're going to be playing the main protagonist from Fear 1, the name escapes me. And it's going to have co-op, and the co-op partner will be the person that I believe is in Fear 3. Oh, I mean, Fear 2, sorry, which is the brother of Fear 1 person. Forget the names. And John Carpenter, who is a horror director, pretty famous, known guy, if you heard of him. 30 Days of Night he did, for instance. That's Steve Niles. Hang on, I'm sorry.
This is
Niles
all really
told.
boring news, not gonna lie.
No, this is cool, dude.
Nah,
I'm really excited about
this is
this.
fail stuff.
I love this. I'm really excited for Fear 3, and it looks good. The live action trailer you guys should check out looks really cool and it's creepy. Like Alma, spoiler for 2 seconds, 2 minutes. At the end of Fear 2, basically, Alma, she sits on you and you impregnate her somehow. Anyway,
Is
and
that
in
true?
Fear, yes, that's true. And in Fear 3, basically, Alma is going to have that baby or whatever. And that baby has some supernatural powers, grows up to be a man.
Wait, isn't she like a little 10-year-old kid?
She's an old woman in Fear 2.
Oh, okay.
She's like a mix between a kid and an old woman.
All right.
Like it flashes back and forth. Just play the game.
I won't, but all right.
It's a great game. It's probably one of the better games of 2009. It is a good game.
Okay, I will move on.
All right.
All right, and last, Uncharted 2 is getting some new DLC, two new maps, the High Rise and Museum. There are some screenshots. I'll attach these to this podcast if you want to look at them. Along with that, there's was it six new skins and 11 new trophies. So that is cool.
Pretty
Some
excited.
good stuff coming to Uncharted, and these maps look really good. They look like a lot of fun.
I'm ready to jump into some more Uncharted 2 again.
Yeah, same here. Same here. Looks good. Especially this high-rise map.
It's crazy that they keep supporting it past a couple of months. I'm kind of surprised.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a little surprised.
Hmm. I don't know, I
But
kind of thought they would the whole time, since it sold so well and.
yeah, I definitely want to jump back into it now. It's still so good looking, just looking at the
Yes, it
screens.
is. Is there a price? I don't think. They didn't announce a price, I don't think.
I'll say $5.99
Yeah,
maybe.
probably about that. All right, cool. That is it for news, unless you grab some other
Well,
stuff.
we have a couple of other things, like kind of quick notes. One of them being Call of informally via a countersuit of Activision against Jason West and Vincent Pella, the people that left Infinity Ward involuntarily. Basically, Activision put in the lawsuit that they were holding back the development or pre-development of Modern Warfare 3 and just citing all these counts of insubordination. So pretty much Modern Warfare 3 is in development.
We all knew it though. Like with the
Right.
way it ended and stuff, you knew they were already creating it.
Right. And I think that those two guys were really tired of all that stuff. Maybe they didn't really want to do it. I mean, this is all going to come out like years from now. We're not going to hear too many details. Yeah, and that's really all that we have for news. I mean, that's pretty good news.
Yeah, that was good. Some good stuff there. Definitely the gears. Looking forward to checking that out. All right, so I think we're gonna cut to a break real quick, all right?
Yeah, we're gonna go to break.
Okay, we'll be right back.
This is Andreas, and you're listening to OnCast Video Game Podcast by OnPause.org.
And we're back from our amazing break that you probably enjoyed. Maybe a sweet cold beverage, maybe a cold beer and a bag of chips. Maybe you
Or
played a
just a
little.
nice cold water.
Maybe. Or just maybe you smell some flowers outside because it's getting warm out and
That's what me and Andres does.
maybe you did a few cartwheels in the lawn, maybe you did, maybe you drove around the block and you played your favorite song.
All of these are great ideas.
Maybe you went down to the local ice cream place and you had some ice cream.
Or went and played some golf.
Maybe you played a hole or two. Maybe you played some Wii golf.
That's probably what gamers would do.
Maybe some Wii bowling.
Wii tennis.
Maybe some Wii play.
Wii sports. I don't know any more Wii games.
Don't even know what's going on anymore.
Oh, this is sad.
This is silly.
We need
Wait
to
a
be
second.
replaced by two
By
new
robots.
dudes. Two dudes that actually play video games, unlike us.
Robot games.
All right, so you said you wanted to do some, or we missed it earlier, was the Crysis news that came out of
Yes.
it
How can you
being.
not be excited about Crysis 2 from Crytek?
Well, the thing is I'm not going to be able to play it. Well, I mean,
It's
I'm going
going
to
to be
be able
on
to play it, but it's going to be
consoles.
how the console version is going to be terrible.
Did you see the footage? It looks amazing.
When it gets closer to time of release, and they'll be like,
to me, it looks so good already.
It looks amazing, but I doubt that is 360 gameplay.
Okay, well, here's the thing. You have played Killzone 2. It looks as good as Killzone 2, at least.
And that's it looked better than Killzone 2.
Okay, well, I said it looked at least as good as Killzone 2. So, look at a game like Uncharted, right? It looks ridiculous.
I think it will definitely be able to be done on the PS3. I'm waiting to see the 360 version.
Okay.
But well, the main part of this game, though, is going to be PC with its, incredible physics and all that. We're probably not going to be getting that on the 360.
We're probably not going to get the most out of the physics engine. But, I mean, I listened to a couple of extended interviews, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I read I'm really into the Crysis universe. And I love what those guys are doing. I love the PC games. And I know, they get a lot of hate because they might have not programmed it really efficiently, so the PCs today even have trouble running it. But what they said they were going to do, they're going to optimize each game to be the best game on that particular console. So the games don't necessarily all have to look the same, and they might not have, console versions might have a little bit of a different control input feature set-wise, but overall they'll be the same game. They'll just probably take advantage, of each console the best possible way. So what the CEO said in an interview was basically, we want to be the benchmark on each platform. So we want to be the best game on PC, the best game on 360, and the best game on the PC. Did I already say that? PC, 360, and PS3.
Right.
So that doesn't mean that each version is going to look the same, even though console versions will probably be close to each other. While they've been implying that the PS3 version will look a little better.
Mm-hmm.
And also, he was talking about how, there are two separate teams, one doing the single player and one doing the multiplayer. And the multiplayer team is actually, the name is escaping me now.
Is it a big company?
Yeah, they bought them recently.
Oh. Any idea what other games do they make? Do you know? Or did?
Dude, this is ridiculous because it's totally escaping my mind.
We could stop the podcast and let you go search.
It starts with an R, I think.
Real Time World.
No.
Rockstar.
No.
I don't know any other R companies.
They used to make Nintendo games. they were big on Nintendo platform.
I don't know. Just keep going some searching.
Let's just keep going. Free Radical.
Oh, okay. Free Radical.
They made
great.
Time Splitters, and they made Haze.
Haze, yeah. Right.
Haze there was a great game. That came out on my birthday.
Did you buy it?
Yes.
Oh.
Because it was supposed to be good. I mean, I knew it was garbage at that point, but I wanted it anyways. It was a fun playthrough. I'm not going
to
lie.
I was the same way with you. Like, it was, it was supposed to be that game, and I wanted that game, but once I got it, I did not want to play it. I tried to play it all the way through co-op, but it was just...
The Nectar stuff was cool.
It was neat ideas, but it just... The game, the controls and the graphics were just horrible.
The graphics were very bad. Like, some of the textures basically looked like they were PS2.
And it was no fun to aim. It was just a bad game. So I really hope this multiplayer is good.
It's $13 now on
Don't buy it even for that. You're wasting your money.
No, dude. It's worth
$10. No, it is not.
I enjoyed it.
If you like good games, don't go with Andreas with what
you
Andreas
have Nectar, said. Dude. Nectar, man.
So that makes it good.
Nectar inside, you can shoot and it makes you better and stronger.
Move along.
Maybe get Lair.
Lair was kind of fun.
They patched the controls. But anyway, back to Crysis.
I enjoyed the old controls better, but yes, back to Crysis.
Here's the thing about Crysis. So it's now taking place in New York. New aliens, new nanosuit abilities that you can now level up. So you can spend points that you kind of gained through experience. So you can customize your nano abilities.
That's cool.
So I might go more stealthy while you might go, more attacking.
Mm-hmm.
So you can level up your abilities based on that, which is awesome, right?
Is this all multiplayer, this part, or is this...
This is all single player, but I'm sure the multiplayer will work the same way, right?
Okay.
You're going to be able to level up. But again, the main draw to me in Crysis is obviously the single player. The crazy, you know, ways to kind of figure out different situations. They're going to have destructible environments. The physics, even on console, looked really good. The enemy AI is supposed to be very advanced. Hit detection looks phenomenal already. I mean, the CryEngine 2 or CryEngine 3 looks really good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think they'll be dealing with some really good things with it. And they're putting 100 people behind the single player alone, which is a lot of people, right?
Yeah.
And, they were kind of talking about the story, and the story is actually, there's a professional writer that is, I forget his name, but he's like a sci-fi writer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to try to find the name here. This is live.
We're forgetful today.
Richard Morgan is doing the story.
All right. Never heard of him.
Never heard of Richard Morgan?
No.
He's like a critically acclaimed science fiction author.
Okay.
All right. Well, he's definitely well known in the industry. Anyway, and he's going to be writing the story, and he's working closely with Crytek. He's not like, you know, showing up one day and then not showing up for 6 months and then the game has completely changed and then everything seems broken, which you kind of said happens with a lot of games and comics and, you know, anything where, unless the writer closely works together, you know, with the developer and the art people and everybody, there's going to be some disjointed stuff going on. And that's why Uncharted 2 was so good, because they were doing everything simultaneously in-house, and that's why Uncharted 2 is one of those incredible games that it became. And you're going to be in New York City in Crysis 2, and it's basically very reminiscent of, like, you know, I Am Legend, or, you know, even the whole 9/11 footage that people have seen. It's like a damaged, open, empty city, and new sort of aliens, more advanced versions, which they haven't explained yet, are basically in the city. And if you've seen the trailer, you kind of get a good idea. It's pretty chilling, right? I mean, you've seen it.
Yeah, it looked awesome.
It looked great, and the gameplay will definitely hold up to it. I mean, have you played Crysis 1 much?
Yeah, I played it a whole bunch, you know, when I first got my computer. It's just, I could only play it on, like, you know, medium-ish.
Right.
So I didn't really get the full experience out of it.
Right. I mean, I got to play it on, like, medium/high, and that was just very impressive. Sure, I mean, it bogs down on my computer sometimes. But that's why I'm so excited about this coming to consoles, because you don't have to deal with all that, right? I mean, you're going to be able to just pop on your disc, and it's going to play great. You know, it's not – they're going to lock it in at 30 frames a second.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to checking out the 360 version, but I just feel, you know, I'll be looking at that PC version and wishing I had that graphics, or, you know.
Right, and that might be one of those things, like, later on when you have money to get a good PC, you know, and then maybe a couple of years from now you can run that thing at full resolution, everything turned up, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I definitely want to pick up a powerful desktop at one point, just because the experience is ridiculous on a fully turned up everything, you know?
Yep, agreed.
But it's going to look good. It's going to look good, and I'm really excited for it, and we're going to see a lot more stuff, and they're putting a lot of money behind it, and EA is definitely going balls out, you know? They had this huge event in New York and shipped everybody in from all over the country, and it's going to be great. Cool. So I'm really excited for...
And if you haven't seen that trailer, definitely go check it out. It was really good.
Very impressive.
Yeah. Okay, so let's get into what we have been playing this late week. This leak.
This leak?
We're leaking
lead,
stuff.
This lead end.
Yes, this lead in. We're leading into what we've been playing.
Holla.
All right, so I'll go first real quick. I only played one new game.
You're going to go third?
I'm going to go third. I'll wait for you to go, and then the ghost that's joining
I'll
us.
I'll go after you, so...
So you're going fourth?
Fourth.
All right, I'll wait.
All right. No, wait, you're going third.
All right. Okay. So I bought Fable 2 Platinum Hits for like $8 over the week, and it's just to check out and play the DLC along with just having my collection. Mm-hmm. So I slapped that in and, you know, went to the Knothole Island or whatever.
You hated it.
It is a laggy piece of crap. Everything lags. Turning right, turning left, moving forward, slicing your moves. I don't remember the full game being like this. And it wasn't just Knothole Island. I was along with, you know, the island that before you go to the DLC. It was laggy too.
It wasn't really laggy for me.
It must be my disc, or maybe it's, you know, just the Platinum Hits version or something.
This is weird.
Because I went on and I found a few other people complaining about the same thing, was it being very laggy. So yeah, that really, really bothered me. I kind of feel like I wasted $8, you know?
Dude, I don't know what's going on with your system, but it's not lagging for me at all, and I have the same version.
I don't know. Along with the lag, like, everyone in the game was so annoying. They just kept, all of them would talk at the same time. They would not shut up. Like, I don't know. I think something messed up. I'll try it again next week. But so far, I'm hating it.
Great.
Yeah, and then Bad Company 2, but we've talked enough about that.
Yeah. We have played the shit out of that game. And we will continue to do so.
Yes, we will.
Oh, quick news, just in really quick. New Silent Hill has been announced by Konami for the new consoles.
Ooh, you want to link me to that?
Sure.
See, the last Silent Hill I somewhat enjoyed because they did a lot of, like, neat effects, like the fire and the water and all that.
Right.
Is this made by the same people?
Another new developer.
Oh, well, then I probably won't be getting my awesome effects. That looks terrible.
I think this is a previous Silent Hill screenshot. I don't think this is the...
Okay.
I think this is from, like, Shattered Memories or even an earlier one.
All right, I was gonna say that didn't look too good.
I believe there has no screens been, you know, brought out.
I was gonna say real quick. I'm thinking about trading in my Modern Warfare. Amazon is doing their trade-in program, and I can sell it for $28.
Yeah, I think I might do the same.
So I'm gonna do that and then pick up the Fallout. Game of the Year edition. But the only thing with the Game of the Year edition is you have to download the DLC. So they give you a second disc to download it to your console, then you can play it. I don't know.
I thought that's how it was.
Right, just my hard drive is already at, like, I have 1 gig left, so I won't even be able to download.
And why don't you buy a 250 gig hard drive for $139, $129?
I need to. Or maybe, you know, a 30 gig USB drive or something.
Oh, there you go.
I guess I could do that. Find a nice deal on Amazon.
Kotaku just did a special on the best sticks for that whole thing.
Doesn't say Rooster Teeth did as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be hard to find a good one.
No. So I'll probably do that, you know? That'll be cheap.
Definitely.
Cool. So that is all I've been playing. I'll give an update on Fable 2 next week. Piece of crap.
No, overall, though, it's a good game.
Waste of $8.
It's a good game, though.
Fable 2?
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. I mean, I wrote a review on it and scored it like a 5 out of 5.
Well, that's probably because it ran probably fine for you last.
Yeah. I need to, like, find somebody that I know that has the original and try it on my console or something. I don't know.
It's just strange.
Mm-hmm. So what have you been playing this week?
I finished God of War 3 late last week.
And okay, that's cool. Gamefly just shipped me mine, so I'll be able to play it too.
Dude, that game is very good.
You've been telling me this, you know, for the past, month or something that's been out. I really want to try it. Can't wait to rip off heads.
And there's going to be a lot of that.
Awesome.
You're going to rip off a lot of things. A lot of ripping going on. It's a brutal game, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If you just want to get through it, I recommend putting it on easy because there's some frustrating parts where you just kind of have to... I mean, it's very God of War-like where you have to kind of trial and error, the bosses, and so, and then there's some time, I mean, there was some glitches, but they patched most of those. But overall, I mean, this is one of the most impressive games that I've played.
Cool.
So it looks absolutely gorgeous. The scale is incredible. And I have to kind of chime in on the ending and say that it's just a little bit anticlimactic. It's not as crazy as I thought it would be. But that's because every other boss and medium boss before that was ridiculous.
Didn't the last one end like you're fighting some huge boss and stuff?
In the second one, you're about to fight the Titans, I think. Or you're about to climb...
And then this one starts up at that point.
Right at that point, yeah.
Okay.
We're climbing up Mount Olympus. And, I mean, I think, like I said, the reason why the game ending doesn't seem to be as impressive to me is because it's done such an incredible job to... you know, top itself on every boss before that. So the actual battle is not as impressive, but the ending is sort of unique. So even though you might not, you know, have that much fun during the final battle play gameplay wise as you might have had before, you're still going to enjoy the ending. It's just not as, you know, crazy as you might have thought. But like I said, overall, I mean, that game, if you have a PS3 and you know, you should have that game in your collection.
Cool.
And obviously I played Xbox Live's number, whatever. I don't know what number it is now, but Battlefield Bad Company 2 a lot. And I did play the FIFA World Cup demo, which I really enjoyed, and it seems a bit improved while the demo had some bad cutscenes. Like, you know, the... not cutscenes, but like the sort of... animations that they kind of show, and you know, when there was a foul, or you know, the pregame animations and stuff, it was a little bit just laggy, a little bit choppy. But again, this it'll probably be fixed. And again, this is only the World Cup. I say that in quotes, you know, that's the only thing you can play there. You can take your team to the World Cup, play the World Cup, so it's limited, you know. So I would recommend renting this. That's what I'm going to be
doing. So would you pick up the other one before this one?
FIFA 10?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just for the feature set, you know?
Okay.
And this is sort of a half step between FIFA 10 and FIFA 11, because FIFA 11 obviously will have even further improved gameplay and stuff. So, but it's very, very, you know, cool, and it's very well done. Atmosphere is good. That's what it's supposed to be. It's just a big, you know, boss battle if you compare it to, like, an action game versus everything else, you know? I mean, FIFA 10 is more... a completely cohesive thing. And I'm also going to play the FIFA 10 online. It's like a closed... it's in an open beta right now, I believe. And it's basically like you play FIFA with your mouse only.
And what is that like? I mean, that doesn't sound too... just the mouse?
It's so much fun. You just use your mouse. And so you're pointing where you want to pass the ball. And depending on how you click... you can do special moves with the mouse wheel. You can, you know, use the right button, the left button. And the gameplay is simplified, but holy shit, it is fun. And I've been in the beta for a while, you know, and now it's opened up to complete leagues and everything. So I'm going to definitely jump back in. But it's really fun, and the gameplay is good. And, you know, I can run it at full settings, like 1080p settings on my computer, full resolution. So you're going to be, it's almost like an MMO type deal where, you know, World of Warcraft isn't as demanding as maybe a console or a regular, you know, PC release versus an MMO. Because MMOs are supposed to be played by the majority of people. Not everybody's going to have that great of a computer, but still wants to play an MMO, and they're not going to subscribe if they can't run the game, you know? So that's kind of how FIFA Online is designed. And I would recommend checking it out. You can sign up for the open beta now. It's completely free to play. You know, you just go to fifa-online.easports.com or just Google FIFA Online and it'll take you there. So definitely recommend that. And if you have some time at work and you want to jump on, you know, go ahead. Get a few games in. It's pretty cool. And it has online multiplayer as well. And a bunch of leveling up. I mean, just jump in it. If you're a soccer fan, this is... not your typical, you know, what the WASD type deal keyboard. You're not using those buttons at all, which is actually really cool.
Sounds cool. I'll check it out. Any idea if it works for the Mac or am I have to switch to Windows?
You know, you might have to switch to Windows at least during the beta right now.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't really tell me on the website right here if it's compatible with Mac.
All right. I'll check that out for next week.
Yeah, have a look. It's great.
Cool. Anything else?
You know what? That's... I think that's really it.
All right, that is cool. Good, some good stuff there. Let's hope that failable problem fixes next week.
Yeah, let's hope so. I'm currently downloading something awesome that's about 10% done.
Oh, you're at 10% already?
Yeah.
Man, my connection tonight must be terrible. Because I'm downloading it too, and I didn't get that far.
Weird.
So yeah, we'll talk more about that next week if we are allowed.
I mean, this is one of those games that I've been looking forward to for a very long time.
Same here.
Didn't get to play it at PAX.
Ever since they announced it, I've been wanting to try it. What?
Awesome. I just can't wait. It sucks that I guess we can't really talk about it, but...
Yep.
Definitely really looking forward to it.
All right, so I think we're going to end it here for this week. Is that good?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, there's some other stuff that we could talk about, but really...
Hey, you can go right ahead if you want to.
No, I mean, you know, just a few other things like, you know, Konami had an event for Lost in Shadow, the new Castlevania game. I believe it's called.
I checked out the screens. It looks really good, but I don't really care to play it. I mean, you know, the graphics were neat, but I doubt the gameplay is what I want.
Well, it's like an action adventure.
But it's like that top-down... It looks more like a top-down hack and slash. I haven't seen any gameplay, just a few screenshots.
It's a bit like the Prince of Persia, yeah, the latest Prince of Persia.
Like a Prince of Persia. That game was terrible.
It wasn't that bad.
It was junk. The only good part was Nolan.
I really enjoyed that game.
Well, you enjoy garbage.
Okay, I guess.
Oh, I'm such a jerk to you.
How about Saw 2 being announced? What a joke.
Alright, let's end this.
There's a screenshot of a guy ripping a guy's eyes out.
Yeah, I saw that.
What the hell?
Just seeing that made me not want to even try it or look at it.
It just doesn't seem like a fun thing to play.
I don't even know why, you know, the, was it FCC or whatever? Not FCC. Whatever. They're allowed to do this, you know, in video games. It's like GTA gets terrible or all the bad press, but this game, you know, so far has gotten nothing.
I mean, even Saw 1, I must have sold okay. Right?
Well, I guess it sold good enough for them to make a number 2.
Who's publishing this? I mean, Konami, I guess.
I don't know.
Oh, that's stupid.
So they published this, but not that other one?
6 days.
Right, 6 days in Fallujah or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
That is stupid, and we'll conclude this week's podcast.
Yes, so you can check out the blog, onpause.org, follow me on Twitter, at Ronnie Dean, and Andreas is at Racing Freak. Get links to our Twitters, websites, and, you know, Facebooks and all that over at linkout.onpause.org. Also, check out our other host's website, TV and Lust. TVandLust.net, sorry. He should be here, 2 weeks, maybe? He's a very busy man, can only join us every now
and
then.
He's like 4 weeks on, 4 weeks off.
Yeah,
he runs a very profitable porn industry business.
Yes, he does. That requires him to. Very nice site. I'm glad he was able to hook me up with a free pass.
Did you talk about our Twitter accounts yet?
Yes, I did.
Okay, I totally missed that.
Send us emails oncast@onpause.org. We will see y'all next week.
And look at our Twitters maybe for some possible giveaways this week.
Yes, for a MMO beta.
Yeah, check it out. We will be announcing something if it's not happening. We're still figuring that out.
We will see.
All right. Everybody have a great weekend and I guess a great Monday. Since this is coming on Sundays.
And go smell some flowers.
Outside. Do some cartwheels in the yard.
Yes, and then get ice cream.
And drink some water because it's good for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Play some Wii Sports. You know?
Don't smoke cigarettes.
Do not. That's
Wii Fit. Play some Wii Fit. Do some push-ups.
Yeah, you could probably use the workout.
Get that balance board out.
Yeah.
Have some sushi.